Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Everyone, welcome back to another week of news on Summit in 6. Today we're going to be talking about the 2022 Summit County Work Plan that was approved by County Council this past Wednesday. We also have an update on the Weber River assessment, some more information about the GEO bond, and then just a few housekeeping items, some committee openings, and other announcements that we wanted to share with you. So let's get right into the news. In County Council this week, the 2022 work plan was presented to Council by County Manager Tom Fisher and Deputy County Manager Jana Young. This document establishes what the county is going to work on throughout the year and is also an item for the public to understand what projects they can expect the county to be undertaking and how budget's being allocated this year. The department projects found in the work plan all fall under one of the council's strategic priorities. And those priorities, as a reminder, are transportation and traffic congestion, local housing choice, environmental stewardship, and land use and regional planning. Some of the highlights from the work plan presentation included the community visioning project, which will be used to inform the updates we have to the general plans in the county and just how the county solicits input from the community regarding the future of Summit County. The rail trail was also mentioned in the work plan regarding control by the county from the state and future operations that potentially could be done with the rail trail if there is a desire for the county to pursue that and if there's the right opportunity there. This is all part of the master planning process that the planning department is working on, so more information about that. There was also questions and comment about the commitment to finish the SR-32 trail from Marion to Camas. This has been budgeted for and is planning to go under construction in 2022. So this is a project that I know people in Oakley, Marion, and Camas have been very interested in, and it is finally underway. And it should be noted that the council adopted the compact, which is the 2022 work plan, as it stands. So that's in effect, and you can check that out on the homepage of our website if you're interested in learning more about the work plan and the processes that go into it.
There were also some folks from the Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands that joined the meeting to discuss their Weber River assessment. Just as some background, last year the Utah Watershed Council Act was passed with intent to create 11 local watershed councils statewide. And so now the division is working with counties and stakeholders around the state to actually get those local councils up and running. Summit County falls into the Weber River watershed as well as the north side of the Uinta watershed. And so it was recommended that we participate in both of those local councils. Moving forward, I think we can expect great things to come out of these councils. They're really intended to improve communication and collaboration and promote the sharing of resources and knowledge about watersheds. So all in all, it's a really awesome initiative the county gets to be a part of.
And this will be important work as we move forward, especially since we're in February now and haven't had any real snowstorms in over a month. So we'll keep you updated on more developments with that. Another item that was discussed in County Council this week was the next steps related to the GEO bond for open space. Now, as a reminder, this is a countywide open space bond that will be used for preservation and recreation preservation opportunities countywide, with a focus on some of the areas in Eastern Summit County, since this is the first open space bond of its type that has been put in place for the entire county. Next steps were outlined by Finance Officer Matt Levitt, who talked about the notices that will be going out to on property owners' tax bills. And there will be some important dates coming up on that with more information. But residents who are interested should stay tuned for information on that, potentially at an April 6th council meeting, so coming up in the next 2 weeks.
Some other things that council discussed regarding the open space GO bond. First and foremost, they agreed that the county's debt committee should be convened as soon as possible to advise the council on the amount they should consider issuing for the first bond. On this note, council also wants the committee to review what that bond amount would cost the average homeowner in Summit County to make sure there's transparency about the cost and what was told to the voters on the ballot back in November, particularly if that amount has changed due to factors like interest rates, for example. Secondly, the council gave staff direction to form an advisory group to develop a framework for identifying and evaluating properties for purchase, similar to the role that the Snyderville Basin Open Space Advisory Committee and the Eastern Summit County Agricultural Preservation and Open Space Committee, similar to the roles they have played in the past for other open space bonds. So now the county manager and county staff are going to take all of the feedback that was given at Wednesday's council meeting and come up with a recommended structure for moving forward with the open space GO bond. So again, just stay tuned on that in future meetings.
And in other news, we have a brief update to an item we reported on in last week's episode. It was mentioned that there would be a meeting on February 9th between county council and the Friends of Summit County for Responsible Development. That meeting is not taking place. Instead, there will be a public discussion with Planning Director Pat Putt and County Attorney Dave Thomas explaining and clarifying the process moving forward related to the Dakota Pacific Development Agreement. Public comment will not be taking at this meeting on the 9th, but if you are interested in this process and want to learn more, we encourage you to attend.
Finally, we just have a couple quick housekeeping items to run through. First things first, it's Free Fare February, which means that UTA fares will be free all month, and that includes the PC to SLC connector between Salt Lake and Kimball Junction, so definitely take advantage of that if the opportunity presents itself. Secondly, we want to remind you that Park City will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of the 2002 Winter Olympics on February 12th. So that's next Saturday, in the parking lot at Bob's Wells Plaza. It'll look very similar to the actual celebration 20 years ago, so be sure to go check that out.
And the last two items we want to mention, the Summit County Heritage and Landmark Commission held its first meeting on Wednesday, February 2nd. This is a commission that was appointed by the Summit County Council related to three purposes that are outlined in Summit County Code, those being to survey and inventory community historic resources in the county, to nominate or review proposed nominations to the National Historical Registry, and to provide advice to the Summit County Council and manager on historic preservation in Summit County. And last, we want to remind everyone that the deadline for applications to join the RAPTAX Cultural Committee have been extended to Tuesday, February 15th, by 5 p.m. We're looking to fill four vacancies on that committee, and that committee is responsible for reviewing applications submitted for consideration of RAPTAX monies, which focus on botanical and cultural organizations and recreational facilities in the county. The committee meets during the months of February, March, April, and May. If you're interested in applying, go to summitcounty.org and check out the posting on the homepage in the news section. And that's all the news this week.